is a beast, don't forget the money, man.
Have to stand extremely firm on your beliefs, your morals, your values, and your spiritual morals at that, on top of that. You know, it's starting to look a little challenging because a lot of people are being very fearful. A lot of people are getting very scared when it comes to the vaccine, and they truly don't know what's in these vaccines. The fact that this is even a topic in itself, and I don't mean to sound insensitive, because I know that there are people that are very one way about things, are very fixed in their mentalities, and you have to really know history to know where we're at and where they're trying to take things. There's always an agenda, and it's population control, right? That's one of the agendas. And so, you know, they're obviously trying to get rid of the elderly because, one, they have the most knowledge. Two, they're a little easier to, I'm sure that they find it a little easier to manipulate them because all they do is watch the news. All they do is stay in that fear vibration, you know? And I just had a very sensitive conversation with someone very dear to me. And I had to get in protective mode because, one, I'm younger. I tend to have an open mind about things. And two, I see shit for what it is. And so what I will not allow is for someone that I care about to go down that route of their little fucking plot, pandemic bullshit that they got going on. And so I know that there was someone else whom I was trying to explain this to, and it may come off as if I don't believe them. I mean, wait. It may come off as if I wasn't saying the truth, and they may not believe me at this point because of what they went through, but I guarantee you, if I show them a certain amount of proof, then they'll be like, oh, okay. Because here's the thing. You're good until you go to the hospital. See, what all these damn towers are doing and all of this surrounding stuff, including the fucking air, the water, everything, you know, is made to really make you, is made to keep you oppressed, is made to keep you in this fear frequency, this fear vibe, and to not be able to think for self. That's truly what they want. When I say they, I'm referring to not only just the government, but the higher ups, you know, the one percenters, the ones that truly don't give a fuck about us, you know. And it's crazy because I know what I know, and there are just some people that haven't gotten that enlightenment in their lives. Excuse me, I am in a burp like that. Haven't gotten that enlightenment in their lives to really know or see that. And it's not their fault, you know. God chooses who he gives his eyes and ears to. And it's up to the people that he gives his eyes and ears to be able to relay the message. Now, there's people that are going to be upset because they're thinking that you're going against their will by not doing what they say, or you're not respecting their views or anything like that. And that's not the case at all. I'm just trying to save you at the end of the day. It's really that simple. So I would rather have a couple people upset at me than to not have them here at all. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. Because at least you'll still wake up the next day. And if you choose to be mad, because you know you have free will, if you choose to be mad, that's okay. But you're still here to do that. And so I don't know why people that are so close to God, people that are so rooted in God, are finding themselves somewhat scattered, if not all the way scattered, in their faith. God is more powerful than any of this shit. And all of it really truly boils down to health. So if you're eating right, if you're drinking the right water, if you're staying about the mix in terms of staying out of chaotic energy, you know, not being around people that are chaotic or drama filled, not watching shit that's chaotic, reading shit like that, you know, not feeding your mind or soul with anything less than love is truly what you should be focusing on. So when people, you know, I know there's times where people aren't even seeking this type of information when it comes to these damn vaccines or what have you, right? Some of them are just going about their day and they just happen to hear somebody else talk about it. And they're like, I'ma just mind my business and keep it moving. But I'm sure that there's been several conversations where they've bumped into, you know, certain people, or they've overheard some shit or have seen some shit to where they start to question, like, maybe. And no, remember, it's predictive programming. Don't succumb to their agenda. God is bigger than all of this. Like, are you fucking serious? You telling me that they got all these damn towers, they got all this different type of food, all this shit in the air, all these people that are like have an agenda too to make sure that you fuck up, you know? And they have all this shit made to distract you and make sure that you fucking, they basically pin the tail on a donkey, and you happen to feel systematic symptoms and shit, and you end up going to the hospital because you think and feel in your mind, because remember, Corona has to do with your crown chakra, your head. It's all in your head. It's all in your head. This is what they're making it be. You know? Yeah, it sounds crazy if you've never had this type of conversation. But the truth is always going to be the truth. And the truth is what they're trying to silence. So pay attention to how much they're trying to dilute the truth and how quickly they're pushing out shit that's not helping you evolve or be your best self or your healthiest self. So here you are feeling these symptoms because now motherfuckers can't even cough, let alone sneeze, without motherfuckers thinking some shit. Like a motherfucker can't have a damn cold, you know, or flu-like symptoms, which also come from ascension symptoms. So you're over here going to the hospital, giving your power over to motherfuckers that already signed an oath to kill you. Yes, it's proven. And I also have document that there was this nurse that went in and, she went in with a hidden camera to work for several weeks, and she documented how there were nurses that were pissed off because the higher ups in the hospitals that she got sent to were saying, like, they just didn't give a fuck. They were just like, well, these are the numbers that we need. These are the numbers that we need to get rid of. And so be it. So what they would do is they would put someone just coming in with quote unquote symptoms, and they would place them next to someone that already has it. But how is it that the person already has it? Because they already gave it to them. So what they do is they make sure that they put you next to somebody that already has it, so it won't even be so damn obvious. Because, and I'm telling you, this video got really, really, really in depth, you know, and It's just made me side-eye certain healthcare practitioners, because there's a reason why I decided not to go into the medical field in terms of Western medicine. And I had that feeling from way before. And it's just crazy how everything just totally aligns, because how could you just sit there, watch people in total fucking fear? And because they're in fear, you're looking at them like, oh, that's an easy motherfucking ticket. That's an easy win right there. For you to hit a fucking quota. These doctors are on a fucking killing spree because their higher ups are giving them instructions to do so. There, the countless doctors and nurses that have recently left the medical field within the past year is so overwhelming, because they're like, nah, I'm not about to be part of this bullshit. Because when you're rooted in God, you're going to be in the love frequency and the love vibration. Anything else outside of that is fear. And obviously, when you're in the love vibe, why would you ever think about purposely trying to get rid of somebody? Permanently. That's some real sick, wicked shit. And so, I would rather, like I said earlier, I would rather have somebody mad at me for trying to tell them the truth than for some other shit to go down. I don't care. I don't. Because one thing about me is I love deeply, and I always will. And that realization that I had over the summer and even just this past winter has been insane. The revelations and everything. And it's just like people are just like walking around like there's nothing going on. They walking around like life is so good. Oh, because you got your stimmy last year, this year. Like, what the fuck is that? There's crazier shit going on. And people are just like, la-di-da-di-da. Really? Now, I'm not coming at the people that haven't awakened to certain information yet, because everyone is on their own path. Everyone has their own pace. But there's a certain responsibility that each and every one of us has, and it's to seek knowledge. You can't expect to evolve if you're not learning, if you're not studying some shit, if you're not researching some shit. And we have all of the healing herbs in this world. There's no need to have to go to some fucking man-made medicine when God already made these plants, these herbs, these fruits, vegetables, all of this, all of this variety of a variety for us to really be healthy. It's very, very disappointing because, you know, they're trying to get a lot of people with this damn vaccine, with traveling and shit. And you know people love to travel. Like, who doesn't want a fucking vacation? Who doesn't want to just get away for a moment? So, you know, I feel bad for those that have to make international flights, or just any type of fucking flight, to where they're having to be cornered to have fucking documentation to show that, oh yes, this person has signed up for their DNA change. Because essentially that's what it is. You'll never be the same once you have that vaccine. And if you haven't noticed, the people that the fucking puppets that just, and pardon, because that's even harsh in itself too, but it is what it is. The ones that have signed up to do this willingly on a test trial, have you heard of the craziest side effects that they've received? It's mind-boggling. Yeah, people hear about this and they're still like, oh yeah, well, that just happened to them. They probably don't get it. They'll probably have it down packed by the time like they start having all these vaccines or what have you. No. Like, don't you realize we're all their guinea pigs? To them, that's how they see us, as guinea pigs. I told you, they don't give a fuck about us. So don't succumb to their agenda. Don't succumb to what they're trying to get us to do. Yes, live your life, but live it in the most freeing way possible. Because what they're trying to do is they're trying to make people be... That's what the whole lockdown shit was for. So that there's people... There's people that can't be stuck in the house for too long. Only because they're not used to it. Not because there's anything wrong with them. But there's just people that weren't used to that. And that's okay. But when it's something that it's against someone's will and it's forcefully done, some people aren't able to handle that. And so they start thinking like, oh, well, you know, maybe this is what it is. Maybe this is how it's supposed to be. Maybe this is the way. Maybe this, you know, and they start thinking. They don't fully start thinking for themselves. And that's what they want. This whole shit. Like, all right. So the prime example that I made to the person I was speaking to was, if I, someone that has a quote-unquote, right, quote-unquote compromised immune system, meaning my immune system attacks itself, not to get it confused with not with a, with an immune system that doesn't fight at all, for some ignorant people that, you know, have tried to accuse me of other shit, but my immune system attacks itself. It attacks the linings of my joints and shit like that. So someone that has a quote unquote compromised immune system, right? Don't you think that someone in that type of position would have gotten whatever the fuck they claim that is out here already? Don't you think that? Seriously, because shit is ridiculous. The way that they've just gotten so many people to think like, oh, well, you know, nah, this might be the way to go and this and that and all this other shit. No. All you need to do is keep your faith in God. Stay in your loving expression and divinity. Eat healthy. Have your teas if you must, or your steams if you must. But make sure that your vitamin C levels are up. No, not on a vitamin pill, but actually eating it. Eat your medicine. Don't take no fucking medicine. Half of the shit, half of these vitamins they got out here aren't even fucking really authentic. So it's like, why would you even like try to whatever, you know? Whatever. I'm trying not to get frustrated, because there are people that truly don't get it, and there are older generations that truly don't get it, and it's not their fault. That's what I'm trying to say, you know. And then there's just people in general that just don't know, and they're just so engulfed in fear and are finding themselves leaning more towards vaccines. But it's like, nah, you don't have to go that route. I'm telling you what I know. I'm telling you. Because if it were that, I wouldn't be here. And that's on the Most High. So what does that say to someone that is already healthy, but is being made to believe that they're not? Change your thoughts into positive thoughts. Remember who you truly are and whose child you really are. It all falls back on love. That's all I wanted to say right now. So I hope that this has helped. And if you have a way to reach me, you can reach me. We can talk more about it, and I'll send you the information. Or just have these healthy dialogues with people that you know, because more people need to hear about this. Thank you for listening.
If it was a fifth, we'd be drunk. My nigga, if I give you an opportunity, you be up. Take a puff of this la la. Take away my problems. Take away your problems. No need to bother us. You can smell the herb through the hallways. Yeah, I could put you in that vibe like always. This is nothing like love. This is more like lust. Baby, there's no trust. What happened to us? What happened to us? I used to pull up to text me a fall through. I used to bring some Alizé and a couple blunts too. I used to fuck her all night, that grind all day too. I call her baby, but she more like my Bonnie. She a ride for me, and I'ma let her slide with me. That's a vibe, homie. She my type, and she down, she'll slide on ya. If it was a fifth, we'd be drunk. My nigga, if I give you an opportunity, you be up. Take a puff of this la la. Take away my problems. Take away your problems. No need to bother us.
Not disturbed.
You can smell the herb through the hallways. I could put you in that vibe like always. This is nothing like love. This is more like lust. Baby, there's no trust.
Phone on mute. Please don't disturb me. Sipping Hennessy, thinking about the memories. If it was a fifth, I wouldn't have even fucked with you. I'm kinda stuck with you, got a baby girl with you. If it was a fifth, I wouldn't have no more kids. Me, myself, and I handling my own biz. Put some money in stock and help the team win. Grounded for life, we all money in.
If it was a fifth, we'd be drunk. My nigga, if I give you an opportunity, you be up. Take a puff of this la la. Take away my problems. Take away your problems. No need to bother us.
Not disturbed.
You can smell the herb through the hallways. I could put you in that vibe like always. This is nothing like love. This is more like lust. Baby, there's no trust. What happened to us? What happened to us? I used to pull up to text me a fall through. I used to bring some Alizé and a couple blunts too. You know a nigga grind all day and all night too. I make enough, I can support me and you. Fuck it, have kids too. Start a family with you. Trust me, it's easy. I can always find another you. Fuck you. If it was a fifth, we'd be drunk. My nigga, if I give you an opportunity, you be up. Take a puff of this la la. Take away my problems. Take away your problems. No need to bother us.
Not disturbed.
You can smell the herb through the hallways. I could put you in that vibe like always. This is nothing like love, this is more like lust. Baby, there's no trust. What happened to us? What happened to us? I used to pull up to text me or fall through. I used to bring some Alizé and a couple blunts too. I used to fuck all night, that grind all day too. I call her baby, but she more like my Bonnie. She a ride for me, and I'ma let her slide with me. That's a vibe, homie. She my type, and she down, she'll slide on ya.
Liked what you heard on today's episode? Leave me a voice message. And if you have a question, comment, or suggestion about anything you heard on today's episode, click the little plus sign and start your message. And who knows? Your message could be next on Getting Addressed on the next episode. For those that would like to maintain their privacy, follow the same method and just mention it in the message. Thank you so much. Hope to hear from you soon. One more thing, you can email me at moveinsynergy@gmail.com. That's moveinsynergy, moveinsynergy@gmail.com. If you'd like to get in touch with me about personal readings or upcoming sales. Thank you. That's all for now.